for me like the petals of a rose bloom in the season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil. The life giver, so come on now, my friend, speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together, take my hand and we will heal this land.
Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck or experiencing health concerns, or just curious about ways to improve your life, this show will give you new perspectives and steps to change your life. Today we're talking about expectations, those we have for ourselves and others, and those others have for us too, and whether or not these expectations are a positive thing and beneficial for us or not. And can they be both? Do they set us and others up for failure or success? You know, when Michelle and I were first discussing this topic, because of my work in our clinic as an intrapersonal guided imagery therapist and life and spiritual coach, I always move more towards the emotional aspects of things, or the feeling side. And so we talked about what feelings the word expectation brought up for both of us. And one of the other things that we both really love to do is find the meanings of words and look them up, because most of the time they don't really mean what we think that they mean. And, you know, each of us are going to be attracted to one definition over the other, quite typically. So we did that, and then we talked about anticipation. So what is the difference between the two, and could they be used interchangeably? I invite you to think about which word feels more positive for you, expectation or anticipation. And we were kind of on the opposite side of this.
A little bit.
Yeah. So we looked up the definitions of the two words, and an expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future, or a belief that someone will achieve something or do something, right? An anticipation is to regard it as a probability, to expect, there's that word, part of expectations, right? Or predict, guess or be aware of, and take action in order to be prepared. So now, having those two definitions, how do you feel about the two words, right? So I was kind of thinking about expecting a baby, right? That's kind of a positive bent. But then we anticipate the birth and we get ready for it. So it's right. Both of them, right?
Yeah. When we discussed it, I could sort of see it as, I see both ends of the spectrum on it. Expectations can be positive or they can be negative, if you want to put that word to it. But so can anticipation to me, because anticipation, when you say that word to me, almost brings with it a little bit of anxiousness. And I don't associate anxiousness necessarily with a good sensation. And so then maybe our difference is, you know, like being anxious about the delivery of a baby, since you just used that. You know, there can be a lot of trepidation in that, especially if you haven't been through it before and it's something new. And I even brought this conversation up with my 11-year-old daughter, and this maybe brings in the nature versus nurture aspect of it. And I asked her opinion on what the word expectation brought to mind. And she responded in kind as to, well, it really depends upon the circumstances, whether or not an expectation. And even at 11, she was able to look at it. If it's unrealistic, then that's probably not good for you. And so asking her about anticipation, then on the other hand, she also had that, again, she goes, anticipation kind of makes me think of anxiousness. And I'm like, see?
And for me, it's the opposite. Expectation is kind of a harsh word. It reminds me of people, you know, being very, you will do this, you will do that. This is good, you know.
And which it definitely can.
Right. But when I think of anticipation, I think of looking forward to something, like anticipating a vacation or anticipating meeting friends or, you know, that type of thing. To me, it brings up happy things, joy, that type of thing. So we were on different sides of the fence, which is good because we're able to bring up different perspectives here on the show also.
Well, and the idea that anytime we use a word or have an idea or a concept of something, and there is an emotion behind it.
Yes.
And maybe there's a better word to use for those different situations. So maybe sometimes when we apply expectation to something, maybe there is a better word to use for that than and so it doesn't give that negativity to it, to
right.
that situation or whatever that idea might be that's coming at hand.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about that more as the show progresses. So for me, the key to everything in life is awareness. And the second part of that is, once you are aware of something, to discern, it's a discernment, right? To discern whether or not it's yours, it's your issue, it's yours to deal with. And so in order to work with anything, we have to know that it's there. So awareness needs to be there, and we have to know its effect on our lives. And then to decide whether it's ours or someone else's issue. So that being said, we're going to ask you some questions to kind of help you discern what your expectations are. What are your expectations? Are you aware of them? And when you think about them, are your expectations, or just the idea of them in general, does it feel easy or does it feel hard? Now, if you know me at all, you know that I don't typically use that word. I will substitute the word challenging. But here at the beginning of our explanation and exploration of this, it's probably a good idea to use the word hard, because I think more people can relate to expectations as being hard to live up to. These can be ones that we put on ourselves, but it can also be ones that other people have put on us too.
Or external expectations towards other people that we've put out there.
Oh, absolutely. So do you frame your expectations in a positive manner, or do they feel more negative and confining to you? Think about that. This is typically affected by your personal bent. So in other words, are you an eternal optimist? I've been accused of that a lot. Or do you lean more towards the negative Nelly or the Debbie Downer type personalities? And no matter what you are, it can change over time, and it can also we can also help you change it if you feel that you want to be more positive. How we see things in life greatly affects the expectations that we form for ourselves and others. And it affects everything, how we feel about everything in life.
And our communication with other people also.
And ourselves, right?
Put some of those out in the world. If you are having a conversation with someone and due to their words, you're forming an idea of what might be or should be according to what they're saying.
Right.
That also helps to form expectations.
And then do you set your expectations internally or externally based on what others say and want for your life? In other words, are you giving your power away? You know, sometimes we have to abide by other people's expectations of us or for us. For instance, in a job scenario, right? There are kind of parameters for us. But if we are giving our power away to other people, letting someone else decide major life decisions for us, that is not a good thing for us.
Right. As children, it's normal to have your parents making those big decisions for you. However, as you grow into adulthood, if you're still allowing your parents to make those decisions for you, there's a breakdown there.
Absolutely.
An unhealthy one.
Yes. And, you know, perhaps it's a combination of both, depending upon the area of your life that you think about, both in positive, you know, positive in some areas and negative in others. You know, we can be kind of unbalanced that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we really want you to think about also, are the expectations that you currently hold for your life sabotaging you or supporting you? And how do we transform expectations? And is there value in changing them? What areas of your life do you, you know, tend to see them lending themselves more towards having expectations? We talked about job.
Absolutely. And your personal expectations to fulfill certain requirements within that job. And then there's the expectation of the employer on what your role is within that job and you're fulfilling it.
Yes. And then we have relationships, expectations for yourself within relationships and for others. This is where we get into some issues sometimes because we have unspoken expectations of someone that we're in relationship with. And if we do not verbalize them, then we get into an opportunity for there to be disappointment and over time resentment. So we really need to be clear on what we think, how we feel. Personal expectations that we have for ourselves and our behavior and our beliefs. And then we really want to encourage you to think about what about your expectations for your emotional self? How about your physical being? What expectations do you have? How about your mental health and well-being? What about expectations for your spiritual side? These are kind of areas where not too many people really go. But it's something we really invite you to think more about. And have you ever considered how these come into play with regard to all of the expectations that you hold for yourself? So we're inviting you to dig deeper, a little bit deeper this time on the show. On the next segment, we're going to be talking about the details surrounding expectations in our lives. For more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic or to register for any of our classes, please check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find our podcasts on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. We'd like to thank you this morning for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion radio show on the AM950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be right back. We're talking about expectations today.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Enjoy a delicious home-cooked breakfast or lunch away from the kitchen at Milda's Cafe, now open 7 days a week. Milda's Cafe has been cooking up family favorites since 1964. Grab a coffee and sit down for a delicious Philly scramble, house-made rolls, or Denver omelet. Stop in for lunch where you'll find authentic Finnish pasties every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Open weekdays 6 to 3, weekends 8 to 2. Milda's Cafe on Glenwood Avenue, 4 blocks east of Penn.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Wish for me like the petals of a rose blooming, season gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand, and the soul. The life gives us a call now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bjork.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about expectations. And we've talked about how, you know, everybody has their own feelings around that word. They can sort of elicit fear. Or, you know, excitement, depending upon how your mind wraps around that, right?
Or circumstances.
Yes. Yeah. And in different areas of our life. Our private life is very different than our work life and, you know, social life and that type of thing. So we're going to talk about how personal beliefs about things or experiences that may take place in the future are really formed by our expectations. Expectations develop from a combination of your experiences and your knowledge, right? They serve a basic function to prepare us for action. So does anticipation, right? We talked about expecting a baby and you are excited about it and you prepare for it and that type of thing. And our choices that we make are based on the expectations we hold for how our decisions will affect us and the world around us at some future time. So it's based on our desires to some extent also. And they also range in certainty from a small possibility of occurrence to an almost certain occurrence. For instance, if we have a relative and that has a birthday, and for that relative, we tend to always get together for their birthday, there's sort of that expectation that, okay, that birthday's coming up, we're all going to get together again, right?
Almost becomes like a tradition at that point.
Right, right. So that's pretty much a certainty, but there are expectations that are, you know, we're not so sure about them coming to fruition, right? So they can be automatic too, like we automatically take for granted almost, right? We expect that we're going to have air to breathe, that our heart is going to continue beating, that all of these things are going to be happening around us. We don't give them much thought, but we sure expect them to be there.
Right. Or the postman's going to come, rain or shine.
Right. Yeah, they have a reputation for that, right? It's their motto, right? So, yeah, these types of things have a positive impression on how, you know, we view our world also. We might have an impression or an expectation that we are really good at meeting people for the first time and that we are going to make a good impression on them. You know, my mind kind of goes to the positive here, but there are people who would think, no, I'm not.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
I have people in my life that are like that.
Right. When we develop expectations, we paint a vivid picture in our mind of how things are going to be, how they're going to look, and how they're going to feel. And the very riskiest thing of all, how the people around us will behave and respond. And do you notice that we have no control over any of those things? We can't control how things are going to be, how they're going to look, even how we're going to feel. And most important of all, how the people around us will behave and respond. And that's scary. In the case of uncertainty, expectation is what is considered most likely to happen. You know, if this happens, then more than likely this will happen, right? Sort of like the cause and effect kind of a thing. But the expectation, which is the belief that is centered on the future, may not be realistic. So those are expectations. We've got expectations that are realistic and those that really aren't. And a less advantageous result gives rise to the emotions of disappointment. And in relationships, that's where it tends to come about most often. when we develop expectations and base our opinions of ourselves on meeting all of those, we can invite feelings of shame. So we've talked about disappointment and shame. Brené Brown does a lot of work on shame, that type of thing. When we allow our happiness to be contingent upon others or even our own expectations, we can set ourselves up for resentment, right? And it's sort of like we expect the other person to read our mind, or that they know us so well, they should know that should.
Right? Without having those conversations.
Right. And we always, you know, when you shit on yourself, that's not ever a good thing. If you are someone who consistently views the world from a positive mindset, you're going to find that your expectations are going to have that slant also. Or if you're a person who is constantly looking out for the worst, which is what typically, you know, we are kind of created that way to make sure our environment is safe, and you're always looking for something that could go wrong, you're going to find that your expectations will run along those lines too. So remembering what we focus our time, energy, and attention on, we get more of. Let's talk about those kinds of people. I'm sure we've all met someone who expects things to go bad for them. I'm a so-and-so. Things always go bad for us. I always have bad luck, right? And it's due to their thoughts and their belief system that that negative pattern in their life repeats itself, repeats itself, repeats itself.
The placebo effect is actually a really good example of this, because science is now studying the placebo effect just in and of itself, and how people believe and look at things, their expectation of the outcome of a treatment affects the outcome of the treatment. And so they're studying things like the expectations of how a doctor talks to you during the visit, what the environment of the office is, that if someone reads the side effects of a drug online, how does that affect what the outcomes are going to be? There's an author, his name is Chris Burdick, and he wrote a book called Mind Over Mind, and he refers to it as bending reality. And so what he talks about as expectations, in our clinic, we look at more of like consciousness. Mm-hmm. And it really is about what our perceptions of things are creating in our own lives. And there's lots of authors out there that talk about this. Greg Braden talks about it. Bruce Lipton talks about it. But it really is, when we hold those certain expectations, especially to a high level, what does the outcome look like? And when it works out for us, it's fantastic, right? But then when the counter side of that is the disappointment, the shame, the sadness, the resentment that can build up after it. So, you know, then the bigger question is, how do you get the positives out of it without ending up in that negative realm?
So in the work that I do, it's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so you can do that in a positive way or in a negative way, right? We can have a self-fulfilling prophecy, or, you know, in either direction. So what we say and what we think is so important, like you just mentioned. So the words that we choose to help us focus on our future and create more of what we talk about and reinforce the beliefs that we created is so important, that self-fulfilling loop, right? It's very, very true. In the next segment, we're going to continue to talk more about expectations. For more information or to schedule an appointment at our clinic, check out our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcasts. We'd like to thank you so much for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion radio show. We'll be right back talking more about expectations.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Never heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello. If your taxes from years past are talking to you from the back of that drawer in your desk, it might be about time you answered the call by making a call to Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul.
Time to come out now.
They've been preparing tax returns and creating advisory-based relationships with their clients since 1971.
Kind of stuffy in here.
Problems with the IRS don't go away by ignoring them. Call Moe's Tax Service. That's M-O-H-S. They're on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. 612-721-2026. 721-2026.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, rewriting the odds for their clients for over 80 years.
We are awake.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today, expect a 30% chance of snow with highs near 12 and lows around negative 3. Monday, a 20% chance of snow with highs near 19 and lows around 16. And Tuesday, snow mainly before noon with a high near 23 and a low around 7. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's specializes in food and drink made popular in the 1920s. Check out this fabulous dining experience at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bierk.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us as together we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about expectations, and we were talking a little bit before in the last segment about how if you have more of a positive bent to your thoughts, your expectations in life and of your life will be a little bit more positive. Whereas if you're looking for the negative, you're going to find it and it will kind of self-perpetuate. And there are so many studies that show this using lab rats and all kinds of different things. But when we do it in our life, we can change lives. I was in education for many years and I taught at a fourth grade level. And I taught how to love learning versus, that was my main focus versus subject matter, that type of thing. And what happened was year after year, the standardized tests would show that my class tested out at 10th, 11th, 12th, and post high school. And the principal would come in, what's going on here? You know, but I put, instead of, you know, we are all, when I was growing up, there were the robins and the bluebirds and the, you know, reading groups, and they had names, but we all knew who, you know, there were different levels. And so kids tended to, even though reading was 1 hour of the day or whatever, the kids tended to stay in those groups thinking, okay, I'm not the smart one. I'm not the, you know. So I changed that. I have everyone together, and we learned to love learning. And I did a lot of things with parents and a lot of creative things that were outside the box. And the kids started to feel very bright and very brilliant, and that's what turned everything around. I tried to teach to treat all of my students as though they were bright and wonderful and incredible, because they were. And so what we expect, I expected that, because I just knew that was who they really were, and that's what I got from them. So it's, you know, it's another example of how people's expectations affect their thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and it applies to all areas of our life, our relationships, academic performance, health-related behaviors, forming first impressions, judgments, decision-making, and the development of how we view our world. And then we have our professional life, our family life, and our internal critic. So we're going to talk just a little bit about where expectations come from. On another show that we did, we talked about where we learn some of these things. Most of things are learned in the home, and they come from our domestications, the things that we're taught by our family before the age of 7. There are the unspoken rules, the spoken rules.
Some of the things we don't tend to question.
Right. We're handed them at such a young age that we accept them, whether they're really right for us or not. We might feel, about some of them, but because an authority figure gave them to us, we don't question that acceptance of it in our life. So they come into play and are reinforced as we have an expectation surrounding something and it comes true. And then we will expect that same outcome in the future. And as we've talked about, relationships and expectations can be harmful. So many times we have expectations about the roles that each person plays. For instance, if you have an expectation that your partner makes coffee every morning and that's not something they do, you can, over time, if you don't talk about it, resent them for it, even though they knew nothing about it, right?
You knew I needed my coffee.
Yeah, what are you thinking? Do you not know I'm a bear in the morning without it? Right, so we need to communicate. When our expectations aren't being met, that resentment just grows and grows and grows. And then there's also a wonderful aspect of this that we want to include in this, and this is how the elements that we've been talking about in Chinese medicine deal with expectations.
So if you haven't heard about this before, in Chinese medicine, there's five element theory, and it talks about personality and different things that people bring into this world. And there's five main, and everyone sort of has a dominant category, but there's a lot of overlap and flow between the two. So we've talked about wood personalities before, and
yay.
And if you've heard and recall, wood personalities tend to be very ambitious. These people are driven, they really work towards success in their lives in every area, they like to be the best, and they're really good at creating and bringing new things into the world. So expectations of success may not necessarily end up being disappointing to people like this. However, if they're out of balance, they actually may be more enraging. And so to experience an expectation not being met might be more of an anger trigger than anything else that might need to be worked on. And so a good way to circumvent these things from happening is to, for wood personalities in particular, is to look at everything as a growth experience, to learn from it. If you're not getting that promotion that you were expecting, right? To look at it as, okay, that means there's more for me to learn, more for me that I can do in one direction or another, and I can take that and I can grow with it.
Rather than getting angry.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's good advice for everybody, no matter what.
Yes, and I think all this is applicable depending upon how people respond or react to any situation. It just seems like certain personality types are more able to
transform in certain directions than in other directions. And so and looking
navigate
at
that
it,
life.
Right, looking at it from this perspective is a little bit easier maybe than when we talk about some of the other personalities. And so you might actually find wood people that are fairly in balance. And for them, they may look at that those things more in anticipation and be able to have the excitement about it and not necessarily experience the anger or disappointment in it either. And so any personality type, if you're in balance, good for you.
Yeah.
Good on you. Keep going. Fire elements really like excitement. They are the drama queens and kings in our lives, however. but these beautiful adrenaline junkies are really the life of the party, and they really like new and exciting things. They tend to do. They miss out on sleep because they're living their lives either actively or in their minds, and so you might find some insomniacs here. But they're really good with change and how they operate in the world. However, there's a however. If we go back to the word drama and change, if you are the person that needs something going on in your life, you may create expectations just to create conflict. And so you have to be really aware of that for yourself if that's what you're doing. And so fire types, it's really important to learn that life ebbs and flows. Sometimes life will feel stagnant. Sometimes life will feel a little slower, but that you don't need to necessarily invite trouble into your life. Mm-hmm. To make it better. If you think about that, that's not really going to make it better,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how can you learn to just kind of flow with that without creating those expectations, looking for a reaction from somebody? That's super important. Earth people, I love you. You're amazing and grounded. You provide the wisdom and support system for everybody around you. The nurturing, usually Earth types are super agreeable. I may have used this example before, but it's the grandma that's going to dig in her purse until she finds a piece of candy to give somebody because she really feels like she just needs to give.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Earth types to me seem to be the most well-rounded when it comes to expectations. It's not that they hold so many, but they're just a little bit better at just seeing the world as it is, seeing reality, accepting what's going on. Where the trouble can come in for Earth types is they might mistake expectations of someone for boundaries and not understanding that I expect to be treated a certain way when you're not establishing a boundary to somebody that I deserve or I need to be treated a certain way. And so you sort of just let people do whatever they want to do without that communication piece of it.
And we're constantly teaching people how to treat us.
Correct. Right. So you really have to look at it from the perspective of a boundary. If you feel like you have all these unmet expectations, is it an expectation or is it that you're just letting people walk all over you? Sort of example. And my favorite, metal, because you're so complicated.
That's what you are.
You keep telling people that, and I'm not sure we should talk about that. So metal are my organized, methodical, reasoning, principled peeps.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to tell you this, but I feel like every time we talk about metal, I'm like, oh, I got some bad news. Brace yourselves. But expectations are actually can be looked at as like the life lessons in metal personalities in a lot of ways. And we have a lot of life lessons, just so you know. But let me translate this for you. Metal personalities hold everybody, including themselves, to the highest possible standards, like unrealistic standards.
Very unrealistic.
So if there's a list of 10 things to do, metal people might expect you to do 5 of them, even though maybe 2 of them would be reaching for it. And they would expect themselves to do 10 of them, all 10 of them, in a shorter amount of time than you did your 4 or 5, even though ideally 2 of them would have been amazing to get done, right? And so what you really want to try to do, because when you don't hit those things, you are the personality types that fall into self-judgment and criticism and disappointment and resentment and sadness because those expectations aren't met. And so in order to combat this self-flagellation that people tend to put themselves into, we really have to learn how to go with the flow. So sort of like fire, but looking at it a little bit differently. You know, we do have to let go of some things, but what is real? what is within reach. Look at those things and really try to ground yourself. Try to make some earth friends so they can bring you down and say, yeah, you know, let's look at this. And
so it's challenging for them to be realistic about themselves.
Correct.
And others
and what, and not possible. Yeah, not because they're even trying to be, because they're necessarily negative people, but that they just, you know, really have those high set standards, that idealism,
perfectionism,
in every way,
idealism.
Perfection. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We have just a few more seconds so we can cover water.
Good.
You folks, very introspective and clever. These are the emotionally deep people that we've talked about before, whereas everyone else, you know, experiences emotion maybe to a certain level. Water people go really, really deep, like Mariana's Trench in the ocean deep with their emotions.
Yes.
and just kind of have that, you know, are surprised when other people don't. And so awareness, we talked about awareness before. I'll just drop this real quick and we can pick up in a sec. But awareness is your ticket.
Yes. I'm a strong combination of two of them,
yes,
like 50-50, so it's kind of fun. We're going to continue this wonderful talk about the elements. We're going to finish up water, and then we're going to go into what you can do to change expectations into a much more positive situation for yourself. For more information or to schedule an appointment in our clinic or to check out our classes that we have on an ongoing basis, please visit our website at awakenedlivinginfusion.com. You can find podcasts of our shows on our website, AM950's website, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show on AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Hi, Gregory Rich, founder and chief at Habitation Furnishing and Design, and now I'd like to invite you to kill your Sunday evenings with me right here on AM 950 with Drink in the Style. It's a one-hour-long conversation of interior design, art, architecture, and pretty much anything else visual and aesthetic, all while enjoying some booze handcrafted by our friends at Mill Valley Kitchen. Can you think of a better way to spend Sunday evenings? Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know I purchase my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchased, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Cards keep you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here for All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that you save more if you wait, but waiting to switch can actually cost you more. While tax rebates make solar affordable, those rebates are often limited and decrease over time. So when you wait, you risk losing some of the incentives that make solar so easy to afford today. And besides, the sooner you get your All Energy Solar system, the sooner you reduce or even eliminate that high electricity bill. Make the switch today at allenergysolar.com.
Reach for me like the petals of a rose blooming this season.
and gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soul. The life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Good morning and welcome to Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'm Connie Bierk.
And I'm Michelle Kitzmiller.
And we are your hosts. Together we explore health issues, wellness, spirituality, emotions, and life issues from new perspectives. Join us together as we infuse vitality into life. Today we're talking about expectations. Well, some of them are needed in our lives. Expectations surrounding what we need to do at work to fulfill a job description would be one. It gives us sort of the parameters in which to perform our work and to know, you know, that, yeah, we can do this. We can do a good job at this, which is important too. But others may not be so healthy or helpful in different areas of our lives. Before the break, we were talking about the elements and how the different elements in Chinese medicine view expectations or come at them. And we did all of them. We were just starting to do water. So let's start off there.
So as I mentioned, the water personalities, you know, they're the introspective, emotionally deep people, and they really have a good, firm grasp on life. They may dream, but they're really good at going with the flow of life. And so expectations for them can be dealt with in a couple of ways. And so one is, unlike the other elements, they sort of can go straight to awareness to make the shift for themselves, whereas the other elements may have some steps in between. You know, how do you go as a fire element from getting angry about something? What are the steps you take to be able to deal with not living up to or having those expectations, right? Where water elements can be like, huh, that was an expectation. What do you know? And they either can happily get rid of it or shift their perspective on it to allow it to work for them in a better way. They can get caught up though, because fear, when they are out of balance, is their one really big issue, is that they can get caught up in fear. And so don't get caught up in the fears of other people's expectations. You should have done this. You know, your life should look like this. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you doing that? You could really. And if someone was feeling insecure in that fear, they could really get caught up in those aspects. And so just understanding, as is natural for you to do as a water element, that emotion is a part of your life, and going with the flow in that is really important, and just accepting yourself for who you are. And when you can do that, leaving expectations behind, especially when they don't have a good bent for you, becomes a lot more simple.
And in my work, water represents emotions.
Yes.
in guided imagery therapy. Right, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the challenge using and dealing with expectations in our life moving forward from here. Becoming consciously aware of them, and we hope we've helped you to find out what you really think, how you believe about yourself, the ways that expectations affect your life. Because we don't want an expectation to morph into shame or resentment or fear or disappointment if it goes unnoticed. So we have to notice it in ourselves first before we can change it. If you're feeling resentment or shame, look back at what you're expecting of yourself or others. That's, you know, the root cause of something going backwards, right? And we really invite you to dig a little bit deeper. An easy example of this is people's expectations around a family vacation or any vacation taken with anyone, right? Some people think of a great vacation as being days lounging around outside reading several books, right, over the course of a week, right, or however long your vacation is. And others might be lining up in their mind, mentally thinking of all the tourist attractions they can possibly hit in the shortest amount of time, right?
How many things could I do in one day to
right.
see it all?
They're very different. You know, they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. And yet, if people don't voice these before they go on the vacation, it could be a really horrible vacation.
Right. But what a simple step to take to talk about
absolutely.
It and to come to a compromise and to figure out what works for everybody.
Absolutely. Communication is key to everything. So, and then do some heavy internal searching. We really invite you to do that. Once you've awakened to your unconscious expectations, check them.
You know, keep them in check. Notice what's going on. Try not to expect outcomes that you can't control. I mean, don't really, you know, hold on to those tightly. We cannot control so much in life. And knowing and trusting that you're always doing the best that you can in any given moment in time with the information that you have at that time. And also knowing that your best changes from day to day. It's never the same. It depends upon if you're feeling sick, if you're, you know, well, if you're in an environment that is insecure for you, or if you're feeling really confident, your best is going to change.
That reminds me of an article, a gentleman named Eric Weiner wrote it, about Denmark being the happiest place in the world.
Yes, yes.
And what he says really is, do your best and then be satisfied.
Yes.
And that then takes away any unrealistic expectations. That's why Denmark people are happy, because you would say that they have low expectations. They just know that I put my best out there and then I have to let go.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that comes to this one too, making sure that your expectations are realistic, right? And then trust yourself. Know that you are doing your best. That's the only part that you can control. Then let the rest of it go. And dropping prerequisites. We'll say that one five times fast, right? There are no conditions on worthiness. We are all worthy. You know, you don't have to be, you're not going to be worthy only if you lose 5 pounds, or if you get promoted, or you avoid divorce and you stay married even though you're in hell, you know, or if your kids are accepted into the right school. Mm-mm. No. You are worthy just because you are here, you are born, you are worthy of love, belonging, and joy, as is, just because you're here. And if you let go of expectations and find something just to be happy about, grateful about, even when things don't turn out the way you hoped, you will experience serenity in your life rather than resentment. And that's really an important thing. There's a poem that was written in 1969 by Fritz Perls. It says, I do my thing and you do your thing. I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you are not in this world to live up to mine. You are you and I am I. And if by chance we find each other, it's beautiful. And if not, it can't be helped. And I think that's really beautiful. So what we hope you've learned today is to trust yourself, be gentle with yourself, love yourself. Being aware of what you expect can help you succeed in doing all three of these. Take some time with yourself. Get to know what you expect. And maybe it's something that you, like we talked about at the beginning, maybe you want to eliminate that altogether. Be with what is and enjoy being a human being rather than a human doing and a human expecting, right? We'd really like to thank you today for being with us on Awakened Living Infusion Radio show. We would love to invite you also, if you're not doing anything this afternoon, we have an open house lasting until 2 o'clock this afternoon, so stop on by. Join us next Saturday as we discuss change. Some people love it, others hate it. When things around them don't remain the same, what do you feel about change? You've been listening to the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.